So there is a minhag to say Hallel and Shul Pesach night, which is a machlokas between the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch. So the Mishnah Yayavis begins, the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Pesach, Bilal Rishon Shal Pesach Gomer Mahala B'tzibor B'ni'ima B'bracha T'chilu B'sofu, that the Shulchan Aruch says on the night of Pesach, so we're Gomer, we say all of Hallel with the Tzibor. B'ne'ima b'bracha t'chila v'sof. B'ne'ima. The Lashon of B'ne'ima means with a certain song. And the Ramah says, V'cholza ein anu no'agim v'kein ki ein anu omrim b'layla b'beis ha'kinesis haloklau. Ramah says, we don't say it at all. V'ayin bir ha'gra. And the Gra who explains the reason why we say Hallel in Shul, the Gra says because it's just like Hanukkah. Actually, learns it from Hanukkah. Just like by Hanukkah, we light candles in Shul. Why do we do that? He said because you have to pursue a Nisa B'tzibor. So too, that's why we're saying Hallel in Shul in the Pesach night. Amnon zemavur b'shulchan aruch. Shirak al ha'halo she'omer meveis ha'kinesis bilel ha'pesel mevaruch ha'alav t'chila b'sof. It's only, according to the Shulchan Aruch, it seems that Hallel, only in Shul do we say with the bracha in the beginning and the end. Aval Hallel she'omrim b'shas ha'say the aim of barchem alav. But Hallel, which we say at the time of the Seder, we don't make a bracha. V'chein mashrim b'diri ha'rambam, mehilchas chometz, v'halacha yud, and peruches says, she'kosav she'tzorach l'gmar, as a Hallel b'shas ha'seder, you have to finish Hallel at the time of the Seder, below his kishim of barchem alav, in Kechol, just like we do say it at night, we say it in the house, we first say all of Hallel, we break it up into two, but we don't say a bracha. The Ramban has an answer, why don't we say a bracha? Ramban, Shekibam and Rebbe Yitzchak Bar Avraham Hatzfarti, his grandfather Rebbe. Shahala Baleil Psachim Totan Bracha Shekidishana the Gemara Sahalo. You do have to say a bracha. Aval Gaonim Hezkiru B'Shem Rav Tzemach She'ein Mevarchim Alav B'mnei Shecholkin Asav Zuda. The reason why we don't say a bracha at the Seder is because we break it up into two parts. We say the first two paragraphs in the Haggadah itself, and then we say it under Hallel, we say the rest of Hallel. The problem is that you may not say a bracha before, but we do say a bracha afterwards of Yehallelucha. And we have a cloud that if you say a bracha at the end of the paragraph, whatever mitzvah that is, you should say a bracha before. V'hein eshivu ein lomdim in haklolos. Od matzasi b'mesecha sofrim. Mesecha sofrim is written by the Gaonim. The mesecha sofrim raya l'divrei harav. The tani hasam Reb Shimon ben Yehotzadik shmona asa yamim v'layla achas. So there it says that there are 18 days and one night in mesecha sofrim that we say this, we say Hallel. Yochid Gomer Boas Hallel. V'yantav Harishon Shepesach V'leilo. You see the night also. U'mitzvah men hamuvcha lekros Hallel b'shtei leilu shagolius b'veis ha'kineses u'levaruch aleu. So according to Maseches Sofrim, so we have this mitzvah, we have this minog to say Pesach, to say Hallel in Pesach. Really, you could do it at home. But since you mevarach in, you already say the bracha in shul, therefore you don't say it at night. Really, we see that really the halal that we say at night in the house really is ta'an bracha. Elamai, why don't we say a bracha? Because we said it in shul. Elishim kadam v'kar b'veis ha'kinesis ain't it zara shikavar berach barabim. By the way, going to this line, it would seem during the times of the COVID, when no one was going to shul, we're davening all by ourselves, so you could either daven, I mean, the best thing would be that you would say the bracha at home, at the Seder, it would seem. We don't paskin this way, but that's what it would seem. V'im tomar, V'ha'ab gemar dilam v'perek ein ne'anerichin. L'ha'ad Reb Shimon v'yitzadak shemona osa yom yachin gomer behenem es haklal. Even though the Gemara Erechin doesn't say that we would say the bracha a gomer ben sahalel, v'lo katani laila shepesach zu ein esvara the hotzam halal dalatzias a mitzvah lo katani. All right, there he says it's different. Explaining why there would be the Gemara in Erechin, the Bavli doesn't bring this down. Odkas of Shema Ramban, and Ramban also explains over there, but Tama alasmecha, hey, chlo yehetom bracha, why shouldn't you say bracha anyway? She'en lecha halachova ka'achilas psochem shehushas gula, v'chein shaninu zeh v'zeh ton halah b'achilasem, both required to say halah when you eat it, v'samchu al mikra t'chsev ashir v'hayo lechem k'lil halachin z'chadesh k'chag. So why shouldn't you say a bracha? And it's not a hafsaka also. What are you going to say hafsaka? But it's all part of the same minyan. V'hafsaka sh'nizkashas al haka'onim v'halo heim omru. Shekol mitzvah achas im hifsik v'sach b'nayim b'nayim ein echoz mevarach. Really, you shouldn't be talking haggadah at all. It should only be, you know, everything. But the truth is, it's not a hafsaka. Everything's part of the ma'aseh sipur of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's what we're doing. Whether it's the matzah they're eating, the marah they were eating, the Haggadah that we're saying, the drinking of the wine. Kamosha halashim avarchim kodem kriyaso. The afo pikem ben perik leperi posiv lahushach lasor levarch, etc. So, question is, the Ramban says, I don't know, why don't you should say a bracha? Why don't you say a bracha? So comes the Ran. The Ran says, next paragraph. The Ran explains, ben perik arvei psachim. Avi b'shem Rabbeinu Hagon she'ein mevarchem al halel shebalel psachim the Gemara is a halel she'ein anu korin noso b'toras korin. The reason is the halel that we say Pesach night is not a din in Kriya ela b'toras omer shira. It is a din in saying shira. Shekach shonine Rabbeinu Rabbein Gamliel omer b'chol davadar chayev adam leros es asmo ki ilu hu yotzem mitzrayim. Since everyone has to see themselves that they're coming out of Mitzrayim, lefichach anachnu chayavim lahodas lahalal l'shaveh. Therefore, b'chayiv, since you're going through the geula, when you're being masaper of Yetzias Mitzrayim, you're not telling something of the past. You're having an experiential experience right now that it's occurring, and therefore, what you're chayiv to be hodos lahalal l'shaveh l'Hashem. The Misha also Lavasain of Alonu is called Hanisim Ailu. The Tsarachian. The Mai Nafkiminehu Ben Halal Sha'anu Koronoso Bitaros Koronoso. Good, very nice. It's a very nice pshat, but what's the difference? What's the difference with a halal that you read in the Torah of Kriya? The Ben Halal Sha'omroso Bitaros Omer Shira, or when you're saying it as a Shira. The O Tsarachian, the Maiza Tali Bechiv Habracha Bahalal. So why is it that one has a bracha when it's in Kriya and one you don't? Derak b'hala shekorin oso b'torah korin. Mevarchel z'hala v'lo b'hala sh'omrim oso b'torah shira. Why should there be such a difference? So I once said, based on this Ran, that perhaps the idea is something which Rav Soloveitchik explained, that the difference between... The Rambam says that there is a Kishem Shemavarchim al Birchas Nen and Kach Mavarchim al Birchas HaMitzvahs. Salve explained what is the comparison between the two. Just like eating an apple, you require a matir. So too, when you're doing a mitzvah, you also need a matir. What does that mean? You have to take a step back. You have to realize what you're about to accomplish. So one possible answer is the difference in between Halel and in Kriya, Kriya Sahalal, or Halal Shashira, is that a Halal Shashira, you lose yourself in the moment. In other words, it's experiential. You're so happy. You don't take a step back. It's something which is naturally evolves from the person who's going through such a nace. But what he's going to say, the Mishnah Yav is going to bring down another very beautiful answer. V'nira t'kosef ha-mogen Avram, b'chol lashon dafka k'shemei v'n ha-lashon. There are certain times that you can say certain mitzvahs, you have to be certain mitzvahs of Dibur, you have to say it in the language that you understand. B'chol loshon, da'afke shemivin aloshon, b'hu adim b'tfilah, kriyashma, birchas hamazon, avol kiddush, birchas haperos, birchas hamitzvahs, v'halel, yotzeh filo einam even aloshon. Usually, when it comes to kriyashma, when it comes to tfilah, when it comes to Berchas HaMazon, there you have to understand the why. There you're giving Shevach, and you have to understand what you're saying in Tefillah. You're davening to Hashem, you have to know what you're asking. And Kabbalah Shemayim, so you have to understand the words. But sometimes you have a Maisa Mitzvah, like a Kiddush, Berchas HaPeiros, Berchas HaMitzvahs, even if you don't understand the language that you're saying, you don't understand Hebrew, you're Yotzei. But Ashal Kein Nira, the Hodi Yotzi Bahala Fila Ena Maven Haloshan. Zerak Bahalosha on a cover no so but Torah's current. When you say Hala, that even if you don't understand that you're a Yotze, that's talking about our typical Hala that you say in the mornings, that you say, you know, Pesach and Yantav. All of these days, you say this in the morning, that's a din in Kriya. Shehuchiyah Vamiris Ahalak Mochiyah Bracha. Even if you don't understand it, you yotze the din of halo. Nevertheless, you said halo. Aval halo sha'omer moso b'toras omer shira. But if you say this in a state of when you're saying it shira, any yotze de chavasa. Why not? Ella kishahu maven is halosh and sha'omer, the im ainu maven ma sha'omer, ain al zeh Torah's omer shira. If you say this in the Torah, it's only if you understand it. Shre ikka shira hi hoda al hanes. The lo have Torah's hoda, ella b'maven is halosh and shahu modabo. The whole ikka is what? Is that you understand it. In other words, what he's going to say is as follows. Quite often, we know you do a Maisa HaMitzvah, and it's a Kiyum HaMitzvah. You put on tefillin, you're Mekayim the Mitzvah automatically. You put on tzitzis, you're Mekayim the Mitzvah. Then there are times that the Ikar is the Kiyum HaMitzvah. How you Mekayim the Mitzvah? The Rabbanim were trying to figure out, they came up with different ways how you do the Maisa HaMitzvah. For example, Avelus. Avelus is the Kiyum and what? And giving cover to the other aim. Or having tsar, Rashi says not, but whatever it is, it's more of a certain state that you're in as an avel. That's the kiyum mitzvah. How do you mekayim it? So maybe you change your seat in shul. You're saying kaddish, or you say, in other words, it's not that you have a chiyuv to say kaddish. You have a chiyuv to be in avelus, and the chiyuv of avelus requires different ways to be mekayim that mitzvah. And how do you do certain ma'isa hamitzvahs? But what is the yikar? Iker is the Kiyum HaMitzvah. Aval im einu meivin masha oma ein zebachal hoda. In other words, the whole essence of Halal Shel Shira is to give Shevach. That's the Kiyum. How do you give? How are you Mekayim the Mitzvah? The Vitzura of saying Halal. V'ayin Tosu Sota. V'hochi Ksiv V'bircha V'rachtus Hashem. What is Barachas Hashem by Birchas Hamas and Kolom and Me'acha Shehabracha V'Hashevach? Once you're full and you want to give a bracha to Hashem, so how do you do that bracha? That's the kiyum hamitzvah. So what do you do? So you say berachas hamatzah. Umistama b'loshen sha'atamaka shatitain sheva lekadosh baruch hu b'leiv of shalom. V'zeh mevuah b'divrei harambam. What he's going to say is that's why you don't say a bracha. You only say a bracha when the Maisa HaMitzvah is the Iker, not when the Kiyum HaMitzvah. Since the Kiyum HaMitzvah is the Iker, and the Maisa HaMitzvah is just an avenue in order to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, you don't make a bracha there. V'zeh mevu b'divrei HaRambam, d'kasa b'perik yud, v'hilchas bracha halachachetz abra'a tzrichim lahodos. Berachas HaGomel, three people have to say Berachas HaGomel to give hodah. Utsrichon lahodos b'fnei asara u'shnayim mehem chachamim. But from 10 people, of which 2 are chachamim. V'keitzad moda, v'keitzad mevarach. Being medayach on the lashon of the Rambam when he says v'keitzad moda, v'keitzad mevarach. really it's an extra word, v'ketzah mevorach. What do you mean? One status. How do you do it? Ketzah mevorach. What bracha do you make? So we know that the bracha is a din in Shabbat. So what does he say? So omeid b'neim mevorach, ha'gom l'chayim m'tovus sh'gom l'koto, v'ayim b'kesef v'nishah v'kozah rabbeinu v'ketzah mevorach v'ketzah mevorach. It sounds like it's an extra verbiage in Rambam. That's how you learn Rambam. Every word has import. The kavanah saloma tahad the kasev haRambam beketzan moda hu lasha meyusa sharei kasev beketzan mevarach imkain l'shem ma hosif. What is the reason? Ochay nira b'das haRambam, and that's what the Rambam meant to say. She'elu arbo shechayovim lahodos ikir chiyuvan hu chavos hodah. Their ikar, that kiyum ha-mitzvah, is to give hodah to Hashem. V'lo chovas bracha, ela ketzad humoda. How does he give hodah? Ayyidei zeh she-mevarach b'rchas ha-gomel. V'hanafki minahu she-ein zu chovas bracha. In other words, that doesn't have a kiyum to say a bracha, ela chovas hodah. She-harei kosef ha-magan Avram. The Kiddush, Brichas HaPeros, the Brichas HaMitzvahs, V'hala Yotzei Afila Einem Eivin HaLashon. Emnam, this is only true, Rak B'chiyuvei Bracha. Sha'afila Einem Eivin HaLashon Hu Yotzei, Sha'harei Omar Es HaBracha Shukhayubo. Avo Brichas HaGomel, if someone says a Brichas HaGomel, Sh'yisod Es Achiv Es Amiris HaBracha El Achiv Hu Ada. It's not the Bracha. The Bracha is the manner in which a person goes about to give hodah for Hashem for these four people who have a chiyuv. Im kain harei kebirchas hamazon she'eni yotze imena meivin is halosh. Me'ata yisbar ashap, and therefore the Mishnah Yaiva says that's what I'm trying to say. The kasa Rabbeinu Hagon shahala b'lapsachim einon hakorin osa b'toras korin ela b'toras shira. Shekach shanina Rabbeinu Gamliel lefichach anachlu chayavim lahodos lahalel v'nira shachiv hu lahodos lahalel. The whole chiyuv is to give hodah to Hashem and halal to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Haynu shahala b'toras omer shira ikedina hu lahodos v'gama halal hu b'chlal lahodos v'hanavki minahi shebahala b'toras omer shira eni yotzi dechobas kishen emeimnis alash and shomer. You don't understand halal, Pesach night. You're not Yotze. You have to understand what you're saying, because that's the whole thing to appreciate. In other words, you have to envision within yourselves that you're going through the Geula. If you don't envision the Geula, if you don't have that natural instinct now to give Shevach Hashem, so you're not being Mekayim the mitzvah. In other words, the halal that we're saying is a natural ramification a feeling of the chayiv adam liros atzmik liyotz mitzrayim. Kibin shachiv hu lahodos, v'lo ho yehoda, ela b'meiv nitzaloshen. U b'zeh, and therefore he says, yenecha. Ha tekosav Rabbeinu ha'gon, she'ein mevacha halab shebelel psachem, ligmaris ha'halel. She'ein onu koren oso b'toras koren, ela b'toras or meshira. That's what Rabbi ha'gon say. We don't say the bracha on a halel that you make at this Seder, because we're doing it with Torah Shira. V'zeh teimah d'maizah tali b'chiv ha-bracha ha-halel, v'lom al-halel b'torah z'am r'shira lom avarchim. And that's why, v'nira t'kosav, d'marah b'sefer gvuras Hashem, v'mtom al-lom ha-eim avarchim al-hagadah. Why don't we say a bracha on the Haggadah? Same idea. So the many answers, by the way, are given. You know, as soon as you say Zeichel, Yitzis Mitzrayim, which he even said, maybe he yotze already. Sherei mitzvah l'sapa b'tiyas mitzrayim v'hoyilun l'varacha mitzvah says, why don't we say a bracha? V'yirah, he says, that's the whole point over here. Kiven to ikar hadava hu machsheves halev. The ikar of the Haggadah is really to have a certain state of emotion, of a certain machsheva in the heart. Tzarech lahavin ma'asha omer v'mlokein lo havimidim. If you don't feel this, then you didn't accomplish anything. V'kimen she'ikah hu b'leiv lo shayich bracha. Ela b'mitzvah she'ikah shaloh b'maisa. When the ikar of a mitzvah is the maisa ha-mitzvah, then you make a bracha. But if the ikar is your machshava, what are you feeling? What's the emotional state of the individual to be in a state of wanting to give hodah of a halal? Then the ikar, then you don't make a bracha. Umavarach Hashem k'dashanu ki hamaisa hu ikar. When do you say it? When you say Hashem k'dashanu b'nsav v'tzivanu la, to do something. Leficha chem avarchin al hagada. Uvatamat Torah anim avarchin la'asog b'dereisar. He points out that's the whole point. There we're not talking about lulma la'asog, to be osek an entire your life in the Torah. Shekol esek sheyesh b'tamat Torah hu a mitzvah. Afal gav she'ena meivin ma she'ama. Rak she'goreis kach me'ena meivin avim mitzvah. Okay. Points out on the next column, just one other idea. Points out what Rabbeinu Tam, I'm sorry, what the Psalm Sofer says. We know that, first of all, what gives us the right, what gives us really the right to accept is the Netziv. The Netziv says, he doesn't quote this, but I'll quote this. The Netziv, the Netziv in the Emes Sheila, in the Shiltas, he explains, why is it, what gave the Chachamim the right to make a Purim, what gave him the right to make a Hanukkah? Because the first year, when a person goes through the Nes, when Klal Yisrael had the Nes of Purim, or had the Nes of Hanukkah, said, Avchim et Araisa, at that point, to give Shevach v'Hodah l'Hashem. Imagine going through the Gula, that year you have a Chiyuv. That's the Chiyuv of Hallel, of Shira, that first year. Secondary, every year after that, then already that halacha is only midrabanim. Psalm Sofer's chiddush says that yeah, every year he says Ella shekvar tama b'shes to choose of Psalm Sofer. Kiven shalom de mekav chomer. Since the Gemara in Megillah says, how do you know that you should give halal and Purim? He says a kav chomer. Madach when it came on Pesach, which is only made avdus lecheres, he said shira. He said halal, kav chomer and Purim. You should say because of memisa lechayim. So therefore, it would be a chiv d'oraisa. He says, no, what it means is, in a chinami, what is the ikar over there? What is the ikar of this every year is to feel, it's to give shevach v'hodah to Hashem. The tzura that we do it is a derabanan, but the kiyum is a d'oraisa. The kiyum of the d'oraisa of giving halam. That's the essence of what the Mishnah Yavis is saying in these paragraphs. So I want to take you to a question of the Arugas HaBosom, which was asked. Okay. So, until now, we understand there is this machlokas that we have. I mean, Salvation is very machbid on it, and the Grav is very machbid on it, the Shulchan Aruch is machbid on it. Nachanami, so you should say Hallel with a bracha in Shul. You notice that we're making this comparison and saying it's really the same thing, the Hallel of Shul and the Hallel of the Seder night. Of course, you could ask me a question. But it's before Yom Tov anyway. You don't wait to say Daf Amarav to have the Marav. Right? That's going to be part of the discussion of Shabbos of Yochum Rosh Chodesh. But you know that the Erev Yom Tov is also a Yom Tov. It's called Yom Arisha. It's called the Yom Arisha. The first day. That's the Karban of Pesach. So Rugas HaBosom asked a very simple question. I mean, Aloch L'maisa, we try to say Halal and Shul. I mean, if it's going to be an uproar, the Ramah says not to, says that's not our minhag. And many shuls, if you try to institute this idea, there'd be a big machlokas. See, the Arugas HaBosom is asked, should we, in a new shul, let's say, or a community, should we take on this new mitzvah, per se? I don't want to call it a new mitzvah, because it's from the Sechah Sofrim already. We're talking about, you know, the time of the Gaonim. Should we introduce saying Hallel in Shul? And he says something really startling. You see, he says a Memela. First, he goes through the whole halachas back and forth. Umemela ikul l'mashma minei. Demi she'enu margish ba'atzma his oreris l'shavach l'fa'er l'romeim l'mi she'osa l'avaseinu v'lanu is called hanisim ki ilu hu yatsa mimitzrayim. So, inachinami, the ein lo lomar halal. We said before that the whole ikar was what? It's a kima mitzvah of to feel the halal, to feel the sheva, to feel the necessary, to give hodah to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the mannerism of which we go about it happens to be Hallel. The Hallel that we say. It could have been a different idea. That's the whole key over here. It really could have been a different mice. You can't be Mekayim the mitzvah tefillin without doing tefillin. Just can't. This is the mice of this is the only way to do it. Here what we're saying, they could have shown, in theory, there could have been a different avenue to be Mekayim this mitzvah. That it just because something happened in Pesach, that's not why you do it. And that's why this Masechta Sofrim, the Ramadaic, which is brought down in the Torah, that's he's focusing on, with music, with feeling, Lekayim. Why all of a sudden here? You have to be very methodic sometimes in Lashon, but just a Shulchan Aruch or a tour. Why are you adding the words lahazil la'omra b'ne'ima? That you should make sure that they're going to say this with a certain ne'ima, with a certain higher level of emotionalism. What does it mean? What is the whole purpose of it? He says the whole purpose is to have a feeling. The whole purpose is to feel that you say the Shevach and therefore to say Hallel. And when you don't feel it, you say maybe it's better not to do it. And if I can say it a little differently. In this particular way, there is a Kiyum HaMitzvah. And if you can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah properly, it's better not to do the Maisa Mitzvah. That's what he's saying. And don't do this Halach LaMaisa. It's an idea. It's a thought to work out. I'll give you an example. Two examples of where you could say something like this. There is a machlokas. Many people, the children steal the Afikoman. And then there are those who, many who say, no, it's dafka, it's incorrect. A person shouldn't be stealing, you shouldn't teach the children to do it. What is the whole rationale of why a person should not steal, why a person should steal the Afikoman? Why do we have the kids stealing the Afikoman? So Reb Shimon Sofer explains, he says, you have to teach the children all the nifs and the flows that happen at the night. So we tell them about the Yisrael Samachas, and we told them Kriyas Yam. So we go through all the whole stories. Everything's brought in the Haggadah. Where does it state in the Haggadah that the dogs didn't bark? No mention of it. So he explains, why do you have a dog? A dog is a protective animal. You don't want a ganav coming into your house. and that's why you have a dog. Years ago, I remember I was staying in the sukkah, so a friend wanted to sleep over. So he brought his dog, so he was able to sleep. He wasn't worried that someone was going to attack us in the sukkah. So he left. That's it. We did it 1 year. He didn't want to come back because I snore too much. He says it's not worth it. So Reb Shimon Sofer is saying very nicely. He says, tonight is a Leil Shimurim. We don't have to worry about Ganavim. That's the whole point of doing the Geneva. The Geneva is to remind the children of that great Nes. That's what it means. Comes from Shlomo Zalman Abba, the Lubavitcher Rebbe. So many others say, don't teach your children that. It's wrong. Don't teach them that. What is he saying? In Achinami, if they really had the understanding of the Kiyum HaMitzvah, that the whole purpose was in order to remind ourselves of the nace that the dogs didn't bark at us, in a chanami you should be able to do it. But they don't do it. They won't understand. They won't remember that. What's going to be left? This other certain Maisa HaMitzvah. So therefore, that Maisa HaMitzvah will lead to an incorrect ramification. And therefore, the Arugas Habosim says, "Mehai Tama Gufa Lo Hagisi Maskim Lahanig Zeh Beveis Hakinesas Lahamon Ama Shelo Yedu Lo Yavinu Hayesh Hashem Bebrikir Beinu." They won't feel it. Therefore, don't do the Maisa Mitzvah. V'day Lahem Sheyefkiu As Atom Betfilas V'Shiras Hashbachos Shemichuyavim Behem. Just what they're chayiv in doing. In other words, they're focusing on their Maisa Hamitzvahs. V'chein kishahoyah mishkanei b'kidos kedoshim homona nogim b'beis kenetz k'mashkazim v'ramal l'bli yomer halal u'b'yosa chotzer hu b'beis eshesh shadhi v'sham omer mahalal. That talks about the shul where they said it in the chotzer. V'yeitov v'yoshin lahanhigay gam b'beis kenetz d'lo lahavik lo los los. He says better not to do it. He shouldn't be over los his go to do. All right, he didn't want to bring it in. He didn't want to get involved in the whole thing. Ended up, he's basically saying, no, don't introduce it. Because he's introducing an amazing idea of the cloud that sometimes, and this is not really, I want to say it's not halach l'maisa. I'll give you an example of where I'm going with this before we get to the Nesiva Shalom. But something to understand that how important it is, the Kiyam HaMitzvah. Kima mitzvah over here, and sometimes in a kima mitzvah, when you do a ma'isa mitzvah and there's a wrong kiyum per se, in other words, you don't have the proper machshava, it could lead to greater issues. Example, the way we daven. I gave an example, let's say in Young Israel. I don't mean to speak against, any shul. I'm not speaking against any shul. It's unbelievable. You have minion after minion after minion after minion. But sometimes when a person runs and you have every single minion, yes, you got to make sure everyone's davening, but every minion's rushing. It's just like leaving an aftertaste, just how quickly can we get through a minion? Sometimes in the yeshiva world, which I really very, very much disagree, yeshiva university and YU, we never did this. I shouldn't say never did this, but we really tried not to do this, was to have a hecha kedusha when it comes to mincha. Yeah, some Mishiyurim did have it, but you really shouldn't have had it. If you're not going to daven, and you're not going to do it properly, so where else are they going to do it? The B'nai Yeshiva are not going to be davening a little bit longer. You expect the Balabatim are running to work. They're going to do it. Everyone has to do it. Sometimes when you have a Kiyum HaMitzvah, when it's done improperly, so it affects you, it also affects the next generation. Sometimes you have to look at what are we trying to accomplish and what you're trying to accomplish. If you're not accomplishing it, you got to question yourself. So it's not halach l'maisa. You're not going to say, so Brick says you don't have to go to minyan. Brick says you don't have to do this mitzvah. You're not doing it properly. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying pumfarket. You have to really start thinking. Sometimes the way you're being the mekayim the mitzvah is harmful. So you have to take a step back and see what can you do. So it comes in this...
I'm sorry.
Yeah, again.
Halach l'maisa. If somebody's going to say hello because they're doing it for themselves, something happened. They have to make a bracha on them.
Oh, you're talking about is there a concept of a Purim katan or a personal Purim?
Ah,
Yeah. No, there's a whole beautiful, beautiful idea.
Yeah, we're calling it the Sanhoda. You're doing it for
right. So the truth is. So that's really one of the sources. I think it's Reval Sheva Akabir, and it's also brought in the Chassam Sofer. There are many, many different instances where, first of all, cities made their own Purim.
Right.
They were saved by something. That's the idea brought down by many of the tshuvas of why you should say Hallel on Yom Ha'atzmaut and Yom Yerushalayim. That you do have the ability when you feel that the first year there was really a nes neflos, you should. Not that you can. Chassam Sofer says you should. You should create your own Purim Katan. Whether in those Purim Katans, I call it Purim Katan, but it's a personal Purim, whether in those Purims, and by the way, the question, remember, Rav Asha Akabir, the question was that if I make let's say West Hempstead had a certain ace, and we decided as a community to that this particular day would be a Purim, he wanted to know, so, okay, I want him in West Hempstead. So this is the day of the Purim. What happens when I move? I go to Teaneck. I go to Five Towns. I move to Brooklyn. I go somewhere else. Do I have a chiyuv to also be somech this Do I have to take that day and also make a Purim on the day when I leave? That was the whole, he went through the idea of this Sheva Tovei Ir, the powers of them, how did they get the ability to do it? Yeah.
Well, there's Morocco Purim. Morocco Purim, I thought they say Howl on that day, and they actually have a Suda.
Okay. So what do you mean the Morocco? I don't know what that is, the Morocco
That's
Purim.
That's the day the king saved the Jews from the Nazis.
Oh, very nice. Okay.
So it's actually a Yom Tov. They called it a Purim, and every year
there
they
you.
Have a celebration of that
and
day.
They say Hallel.
They say Hallel. Yeah.
Okay, so you see.
I don't know with a bracha, without a bracha, but I know that they do that every year.
Okay, so with that in mind, just a beautiful idea from the Nesiva Shalom. Because what I'm saying is that you really do have a chiv, is sometimes to investigate your own Maisa HaMitzvahs, to look at your own Maisa HaMitzvahs, what you're accomplishing, what you're not accomplishing, what is the harm sometimes, the way you're doing it, the way we act on ourselves. So Nesiva Shalom, Gedarko B'Kodesh takes, the idea, the beauty of Chassidus HaTorah is that it takes the nigla, it takes what the halacha, what it's saying, and then give it a certain musar behind it, the way you're supposed to learn. It's not something which is unique to Chassidus, they focus on it, but it's something which you really should do whenever you're learning a piece of Gemara, whenever you're learning halacha, whenever you're learning Chumash, Nach, whatever it is, there's a musar behind it, you have to dig a little deeper. And this is just absolutely gorgeous. Just absolutely gorgeous. We know the Mishnah says, Arli Abra Asa Bolkin Sachomes Ar Haner. First, we can go through just the language itself. The Or, the Arba Asa to the 14th day, you both take the Chomets, the Or Haner. Biura Inin Ham Yuchat Shal Badika Bechurim Vesadkin. What does that mean? You're going through all the nooks and the crannies. We're not simply talking about the chametz, the physical chametz that you have to eradicate from your home in order not to be over it by your ra, by your matzeh. We're talking about the se'or hara, the evil inclinations, the characteristics that are harmful to you, sheba adam, to find them and to eradicate them. B'mchiz chometz v'mchina sa'ar. V'al zeh nemra ha-mitzvah shabadika u'bir u'bito. What does that mean? Yesh b'chometz k'moche madregos. There are many different madregos of chometz. There's a chometz ha-nir la'ayin v'yadu la'adam. Something so readily apparent to you. You know what you're doing is wrong. And then there's chametz she'eni yodu. But then there's chametz, you really don't know. You don't even realize that it's found within you. Yesh chametz belua, v'yesh chametz no same tam. V'yesh mashu b'chametz. So it's going to say very nicely, he says, you're going to have to get rid of even a mashu. Why the mashu? He says, the chametz is almost like a cancer. It could be a small little speckle inside of you. But it's going to grow. So you have to get rid of it. Call Elu Hadragos Yeshnam Bekoach Harash Adam Viod Yesh Bechida Ra Hatamid Bechavi Me'ena. Then there is a Ra that's inside of you. You don't even realize it. Sha'alula Chios Kol Yamav Belila Das Kalal. You can live your whole life and not see it. He's going to give an example. Sometimes you live a certain life, so you never had the Yetzirah to do it. Example, someone who's born into a wealthy family has everything he wants. He's able to sit and learn Yom and Belila. Doesn't have to worry about money. One day he loses all the money, for whatever reason. All of a sudden he's put into a category and a status he never had to deal with it. Sometimes then all of a sudden can become the Ganav, become a Goslin. All of a sudden, at that point in time in his life, right, now he's in a situation which he never was there before, so you don't know how you're going to react in that situation. So you saw the Rehrava Kodesh, Rav Mendel, who says in the Priya Aretz, Kolol de Milsa Shekol Adam Sorach Mitzarev L'Chachma Mitzarev L'Zache Kol HaSagaz HaMidotzov. You have to bring all of this together. The lo yismok b'mashlo avar avera miyamav. Don't say, oh, I never was over an Avera. You were never put into that situation and you might be over an Avera. Maybe if you're put into that situation, that's what I mean. It shouldn't be don someone until you're omi b'makomo. How do you know how you're going to react in that situation? Kulai la bali de nisiyona machmas shad devarim hamonomo so kimo habusha. Maybe, you know, you're not embarrassed. You know, you would be embarrassed. Let's say you're going to be in a situation where no one knows about you, you won't be embarrassed. So maybe that. So therefore, he says, the hope shad, the nisibus shaman, because it's late, I'm just going to, you know, say it outside. He says, that's the whole concept of the orli arba asa. He says, the orli arba asa, he says, what is orishal Torah? So first, the learning of Torah, to understand what's right and what's wrong. And then you can realize what's right and what's wrong. What you're doing is, it's incorrect. And what do you have to do? You have to utterly destroy it. You have to find it. You have to utterly discard. V'zeu perish orla arba asa botgen sachamitz. The isa b'lekute Torah me'gana rakoda Reb Chaim Vital. Sha'orla arba asa maruma ze'esha adam nichnas ashnasa yidal. It's a beautiful idea. As you're becoming bar mitzvah, sha'ozhu nihye yehudi v'tzorach levdok es hachamitz. At that point, you have to be bodek the chametz. You have to be bodek the characteristics within you. Hainu sheba eisha huniyeh lihudi tzorach levdokim yesh bekerbo adayin eza chedekara. So this is true for all of us. It's all of us. We always have to start to look into our own midos and our characteristics to understand of what's preventing us of being in our avodas Hashem. Sh'oz mechadesh nekirsenu la'am hanifcha. When you have the proper understanding. Nesiva Shalom says in many, many different situations, when he talks about the Russia. So one of the pshatim that he says about a Russia, he says, you know what a Russia is? You know, when you think of a Russia, it's different pshatim, by the way. He says, you think, who is a Russia? Russia is a kofa be'ikr. Last night we spoke about kofa be'ikr. What is the kofa be'ikr? You don't believe in yourself. The ikr is that you have to believe in yourself. But he gives another very, very nice. He says, you know what a Russia is? Russia is not a person who's not being Shomer Torah mitzvahs. He is being Shomer Torah mitzvahs. But he does it so cold-heartedly. That's what the Russia is. He does it as a robot. What?
It's like the Russians.
The Russians. But a person is a Russia. He's saying he's talking about that. So when you know, when you look at the Echad Chacham and the Echad Russia and the Echad Tam, it's not four different children. I've seen this in many different places in Sifrei Kedoshim. It's not that four different people. It's who we are. Tanya says that you have the Russia and you have the Tzaddik, right? And you have the Beinoni. It says sometimes you're a Russia, sometimes you're a Tzaddik, and sometimes you're a Beinoni. We all go there. When you're doing the mitzvahs, and you have whatever, you're right there, you're doing it, and your mind is exactly where it's supposed to be. Your machshav is it. That's the level of tzaddik. And then sometimes you're a chote. That's the level when you're a Russia. And that's the also idea of who a Russia is. There are times that we go through life and we're doing our ma'isa ha-mitzvah so cold-heartedly. I'm sorry, I should have copied it. Such a beautiful piece, the way he describes it. But we go through life, sometimes we have like a kalta heart. I mean, the first time I davened Musaf, I remember Rabbi Lamb coming over to me and he said, I know you learn like a kalta brisker, I hope you don't daven like one. You have to have it a certain emotion, you have a certain love, and you have to realize when you're doing a ma'isa mitzvah in the lashon of the Mishnas Yaivitz and also with the Arugas Abosim, you have to understand, when you do it, there has to understand the kiyum ha-mitzvah. What are you trying to accomplish? And too much of our lives that I find in Orthodoxy today, in all groups, whether it's modern Orthodoxy, even the Hasidic world, in the Yeshivish world, sometimes we're so robotic in the way we're doing the mitzvahs, but we're not mekayim what you're trying to accomplish. If you see that every mitzvah has a tam, every mitzvah is supposed to elicit a certain reaction from within us. Every mitzvah is trying to bring us closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But if there's no machshava there, if you're literally just doing it because that's what you got to do, there's no machshava. The Rav called that, it's a ritual. A ritual is avodah zarah. What do you mean by a ritual is avodah zarah? It means it's not doing anything to bring you closer to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So what are you doing? What are you accomplishing? And that's the idea of what the Nesiva Shalom is trying to beg of you to do. The Russia is us. The Russia is someone who sometimes acts. Ma avoda hazah. What is avoda? It says lo lechem. In other words, how did you accomplish? See, that's the next line over here that I... No, it's a different piece. He says, that's what the Russia is saying is more about to say, I don't understand. How do you get this? How is it possible that you, when you're doing the mitzvahs, that you're acting in such a way you seem to be bedovek by Kadosh Baruch Hu, but I don't feel anything. And therefore he gives up, and that's why he's the Russia. So hake ishina, what does it mean? Wake him up. Wake him up. Sometimes we go through life, you know, we're going through life blindly. And all of a sudden, something happens and it wakes us up. You know, we hope that you wake up before whatever the Sura is hitting you. The Yisurim are sent to send you into a certain derech. So that's what he's saying is when it comes to Russia. And that, I think, is the essence of the Rugas Abosa. And understand that when you're doing the Maisa Mitzvahs, but there's always a Kima Mitzvah. The Kima Mitzvah has to be done in such a way to accomplish what the whole purpose of the Maisa Mitzvah. And there are times... This is not halacha l'maisa. The Arugas Abosam said it with coming to hala, but I wouldn't say this halacha l'maisa for us, just because I don't feel it. You know, the Rav used to say, the two things he had a problems with Hasidus, one is the zmanim of tefillah, and why did it, what are you talking about? At 8 o'clock, I don't feel like davening, so I'm not going to daven. I'm going to daven at 11 o'clock, until I finally feared the hislavas. All right, so the Rav would say, no, that's also incorrect. You have to do the maisa misa, but that's not our point. The point is that you have to live a life in order to be mekayim this mitzvah, b'shleimusa, and that each maisa that you do should have a kiyum a mitzvah, bringing us closer and closer to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the geulas hanefesh that we hope to accomplish on Pesach night. The geulas hanefesh, that realization, running into the arms of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, when you realize the nisim neflos, Avadim Hayinu L'paro B'Mitzrayim is not just simply Avadim Hayinu in the sense historical, but Avadim Hayinu to this now. We're Avadim Hayinu. The Chassam Sofer says, Maschil B'Gnus U'Messayim Mishvach. He says, you know what? That's every year you have to do it. Every year you have to put yourself into the position. This is who I am. You do the B'tikas HaChametz. You look at yourself. You realize how many things I did wrong this year, and now I have to build myself up again to come closer and closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yiratzon that we all should be zocha to when we say the halal, we all daven in shuls that we say the halal in shul, and we say with the bracha, that our whole should be zocha, that we should all feel the nisim and the flows and the love, the avas Hashem that has to come in all of us, that avas Hashem, and we throw ourselves in the Kadosh Baruch Hu and Yisparach, and we beg for him to take us closer and closer to be Dovik ben Nafsha.
Amen.